On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Both of us have finished All yes. Her Fault.
Oh man, and this is the show everyone is talking about. And interestingly, I mentioned this once or twice before, my wife watches most of this stuff with me and she said, I'm not doing this. It's about a missing child. I'm not doing it. And the thing I'd like to say is people are slightly put off because it is about
a
child.
But it's
going
not
missing.
That kind of show.
You get out of that very quickly. It's every parent's, every person's worst nightmare, but it moves into maybe the best whodunit I've seen certainly this year, or in a good few years.
There's twist after twist after twist.
There is twist after twist. Now, I was going to start, before I explain anything, with a clip, if that was okay, because this is the premise of the show.
Hi, I'm Marissa. I'm here to pick up my son, Milo.
I think you've got the wrong house. There's no Milo here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me just check. This is... Hang on. The address is 1800 Crescent Hollow Road. If I'm not home from work when you get there, my nanny will be there with the boys. Isn't 1800?
It is, but there's no Milo here. It's just me, all by my lonesome. Who sent you the text?
A mom from the school, Jenny. Milo's on a playdate with her son, Jacob, and this is where I'm supposed to pick him up. I'm not crazy, right? That's this address.
It is. Should you give her a call?
Yeah.
We're sorry. You have reached a number.
It's not working. The number isn't working.
Well, it's very tense. She arrives at the house. Kid is supposed to be there because of the text from Jenny, the other mother. No sign of the kid. And the woman who lives in the house never heard of this. What's this?
And this is a real kind of contemporary parental horror show because there are... You know, you organize play dates. And I know in my own house, it's like, oh, with a neighbor's kid, will you pick them up today? And they'll go to McDonald's or whatever. And the idea that possibly you've been sent a dodgy number and it's just horrific. So from the get-go, we have a missing child in the form of Milo. Now, who we heard there was the mother, Sarah Snook, who is Shiv from Succession, who's just a brilliant, brilliant actress. And what she does in this is... wears that utter fear and horror so brilliantly well. She's in high business, let's say, and her husband, played by an equally good Jack Lacey, is an investment banker of some kind, if I'm not mistaken. They live a very opulent life in middle America. There's a city in the distance and they are very wealthy. And you kind of feel sometimes with the camera angles of the house and all, they're really showing this kind of as a middle class, upper class problem. And class is kind of one of the motifs in this.
Yeah, and her pal, who becomes her pal, the woman who was supposed to be looking after Milo, or that was the premise, she's also a working mom in a publishing house. And the another theme underneath this is that, you know, should women be working? Should they not be home minding their kids?
Yes, that and now that's being suggested. I don't think the writer's suggesting, but that's in the ether and that it's almost...
But there's blame being attached to these
absolutely.
Women because they always have to beg other mothers. Maybe, could you pick up Milo today? Could you pick up Jacob today?
Yeah.
Because I'm busy. I've got to go to a meeting.
Exactly. And that's one of the deep themes in this. And Jenny, who you mentioned, her friend, played brilliantly by Dakota Fanning, is the woman she was supposedly leaving her child with. This is Sarah Snook's character. And interestingly, you say that because it seems none of the husbands are able to ever pick up the kids. Or if they are, it's a very big deal. But what's really interesting in this is that Dakota's character, there is a sense, is she to blame? Because we won't get into it because this is spoiler-ridden.
But
their
relationship
develops.
Her husband is a tosser.
He very much so. And he said it. I would never repeat the word tosser on air, but he said it. Yeah, he is. He's a school teacher who thinks his job is the most important thing in the world. No disrespect to school teachers, but he's incapable of picking up the kids. So what in essence happens, and I am very spoiler ready, is that the child Milo is missing. And we have this other couple who supposedly their child was with. But what we also have is the husband, the dad of Milo, has two siblings, a brother who, and this isn't a spoiler, who had an accident when he was small. And he has a sister who we know has lived a life of degradation in some regards and is making her way back to normality.
I mean, when we meet her first, she's flaky.
And very flaky. That's a better word, actually. Yeah. I said a life of degradation. Flaky is probably better.
You have another clip.
Yeah, absolutely. So what happens in this, which is so good, we have all these players, parents, family members. Sarah Snook's character also has a business partner. And all these people, say there's 10 of them in this circle, we feel that we're not red herrings, but any of them could possibly have more to do with this than we first thought. And this will give you a sense of it when we hear them all talking with the lead investigator, played by Michael Pena.
Is this about a ransom?
We haven't received any communication regarding a ransom. I'm assuming none of you have either?
No.
Any missed calls from unknown numbers or strange texts, emails, that kind of thing?
No.
Look, this has to be about money, right? I mean, why else would... Look, you two are well off, sure. But more than that, you're both in finance, which means you both have access to capital far greater than your own. People, a kidnapper, Carrie, would know that.
Miss Garcia, you're Milo's nanny, right?
Yes, I look after Milo.
Have you ever spoken with Carrie Finch?
No. I've seen her, but we've never talked before.
Now, the other male voice we heard there was that of Michael Pena, who plays the policeman brilliantly.
Absolutely brilliant. And it reminded me slightly, and I seem to bring this up every week, but I clearly loved a task when we reviewed that. Mark Ruffalo, he reminded me a tiny bit of that character. He's got some problems in his own life and he's earnest to the point of you just believe everything he says.
And he's dogged.
And he's watching everyone and he doesn't give anything away. People give him answers and you don't know if he believes them or not. He's absolutely brilliant. And two other people I didn't mention, and we won't get into them, but we heard the voice of one of the nannies there. And another theme in this, when you talk about mother-in-law, is that nanny there was clearly Latino. And there is the theme of all these middle-class American people are farming out their children to Latino nannies. That's one of the vibes in this show as well. This contains multitudes. What I love about this is, we were talking about Harlan Coben before we came on air. I like some of those shows, but sometimes you're led down a garden path. I don't think at any stage you're led down a garden path with this.
One of the listeners says, that show is based on a book by an Irish author, Andrea Mara, originally set in Dublin. I think this will raise her profile because her other books are brilliant as well.
So I gather. Now, unfortunately, I've never read any of them. Always be honest about not having read books, someone told me once. I've never read them, but this will hopefully send her career gangbusters.
All her fault, possibly the best piece of TV for years, suspense right to the very end and not a bit of CGI in sight.
Yes, there's certainly no CGI. One of the best shows of the year. I'm not sure if it's the best show of the last 10 years, but it is great. It absolutely is.
Great stuff. What's on screen time, John?
So there is a brilliant Irish actress who doesn't get enough credit. The Oscar-nominated Kerry Condon and indeed Felicity Jones are talking to you about a lovely new movie on Netflix called Train Dreams. And we'll be discussing the return of Wicked, a 150-minute stage musical, which is now a 300-minute long movie. Let's do the maths on screen time.
Yeah, because this is part two, is it? It's just
part two. So the whole thing is 300 minutes. Yeah, I know. So find out if it's any good on this week's Screen Time, okay. Pat.
Very good. John Fardy, presenter of Screen Time, thank you very much. It brings the programme to an end. Don't forget our items from today are uploaded as podcasts, which you can listen to in the Newstalk app, powered by GoLoud. Just search for The Pat Kenny Show. My thanks to the team, editor Emma Bradley, senior producer Claire Darmody, producer Niamh Dunn, researchers Keane Burns and Ella Anderson, broadcast assistant Anne-Marie Kane, Cormac McDonough on sound.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on Newstalk.
Talk.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.